We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
619 WCCO. Good morning, Boyce Olson.
Good morning, David Lee. How about that Minnesota sports weekend we just had?
Yeah, it just seems to go in that pattern, doesn't it? I mean, you one team wins, like the Gopher hockey team kind of started it out for everybody.
Yeah, and with the exception of the Timberwolves and OT, which you can accept that, they're competitive, 5-4. So I think everybody should have a spring in their step, but be careful because I think it's a little slippery out there this morning.
And they got that big, Wolves got that beautiful win Friday as well, boys, which was a nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, good weekend for sports teams. In fact, my wife and daughter were storming the field Saturday when the Gophers won.
I saw the Instagram post, Dave. I know that you want me to monitor their behavior when they're not, when you're not with them supervising. So I'll tell you that it, you know, it looked pretty mellow for those two.
Let me tell you something. The fans deserve the credit for that. They showed up in droves, and Blois, here's something.
They did.
Now we're getting away from politics. Did you know they ran out of wine, red wine at halftime? Don't you know you're going to have
I'm
a sellout?
I'm not shocked.
That happened last year. They ran out of wine at halftime. I don't understand.
I can help them with that problem.
University,
order more wine.
Well, the university needs the dough, don't they? Get what you can.
Yeah, they do.
Plan for the game, for Pete's sake. Be ready for a big crowd. Have plenty of wine. Okay, where was I now?
Politics.
Okay, and I'm not even a wine drinker, so this isn't my issue. Okay, where are we? Oh, Senator Klobuchar. So she was with us Friday, and we talked about Michael Bloomberg getting in, and she wasn't too keen on what he was saying.
Well, she wasn't, and then the first poll just came out, and he polls higher than she does.
Wow.
So he's definitely going to pull from her lane, the more moderate lane. We've talked about these dynamics before, but, you know, Joe Biden not getting the traction that they've wanted, even though polls show that Biden is still the most competitive against Trump in the states Democrats are going to need to win. So that shakes up the race. And then Klobuchar said something over the weekend. It was in the New York Times. She confirmed it on CNN that if a woman had the experience of Pete Buttigieg, that she would not be being taken as seriously as Mayor Pete is. Let's remember, he's the mayor of a city in Indiana. So he's not served federally. He's not served statewide. And so that got a lot of attention too there. So looks like Klobuchar's taken off the gloves a little. You're playing the gender card a little and the money card a little. And so I think she knows that leading up to the November and December debates, both of which she's qualified for, she's going to need to continue to, you know, shine the light on herself.
Should anybody at the Department of Human Services here in Minnesota be fired or prosecuted over these violations of state contract laws?
Well, that's not my decision, and it's not the public's decision, but the Chief Financial Officer, Management and Budget Commissioner Myron Fond says no, that there is nothing criminal, and these are procedural errors. I think that in the end, Republicans are going to continue to hold DHS accountable. It's going to be a major kind of ongoing, lingering black eye for the Walz administration until they figure out and they kind of stop the leaking and not leaking, but the story after story after story of issues at DHS. So we don't have subpoena power from the legislature to the administration, so I don't think we'll have dramatic hearings. But I do think Republican legislators will continue to point to DHS and holding someone accountable.
Hey, what's happened to Colin Peterson's life after he voted against this impeachment thing?
Well, there's been a lot of pushback, but he did an interview and he said he's gotten a lot of attention, but he didn't like the way Adam Schiff handled the Russian interference in the election hearings, that this is something that's out there. But the most interesting thing he said is that he hasn't decided whether or not he's going to run again. And he plays this card all the time. But in this case, he has raised more money than he has in previous years. He's certainly been more visible. But his final quote is, I know if I run, I will win. And so he has confidence. Obviously, that's a seat Nancy Pelosi wants him to run for. He's a powerful ag committee chair. There's a lot of pressure on him to keep that, especially for Midwest as farmers struggle. And so that's probably the top congressional race we'll be watching all year long.
Hey, let's talk a little geography here and the erosion of the Minnesota Riverbank in the Mankato area. And it's a big story out of the Mankato Free Press.
Yeah, the city is going to put in money today, about $900,000. They're going to have a bonding request in the bonding bill of about $2.3 million. But I was down in Mankato a week ago, and Trey Muse down there said there's several places where erosion, because of these wetter springs and wetter falls that we've had, aren't just havoc on ag. They're just starting to take out some roads throughout the area. And so this significant issue with the Minnesota River. As I was kind of going down, there's a lot of work alongside those bluffs, you know, kind of by St. Peter, to try to keep, I think, as much soil there as possible to not dump itself into the Minnesota River because of all this moisture.
And I know the governor, who's a veteran himself, is leading a program for Veterans Day, and we want to take a minute, Blois, you and I do, to salute all the veterans and say thanks this morning.
Absolutely, say thank you, and the governor, that's the main thing on the agenda today for the governor and Tina Smith, and I think Klobuchar is still in town today too, so she'll probably make an appearance as well.
Hey, have a great day. How do I get your email, by the way?
You just go to WCCRadio.com/morningtake, and there's a link to subscribe right there.
He's Blois Olson, Dave Lee here, and she is Gina Cervetti, standing by with business news next from Bloomberg on CCO's Morning News.
This is Al Connick.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.